Hey, hey, welcome to the Hot Mess Express with Sandy O. Coming live from Myrtle Beach. What a beautiful day it was. Amazing. The sun was shining. It was about 75 degrees today. Blue skies. Really was a pretty day. I'm flying solo today. My co-host Wendy M. I'm going to ask for blessings and prayers and healing for she and her family. And I'm going to leave it at that because I like to keep things very private. So, I've been doing a lot of soul searching lately. What exactly is soul searching? I don't know what others think, but I know what I know and what I think and what I do. I'm going to do some serious topics for a little while. Because I feel as we're turning the new year here that people just need to reassess their lives, reassess themselves, and adopt the property of self-inventory into their life. I've been doing the exercise of self-inventory for quite a while. I think besides parenting, self-inventory is one of the most difficult things to do. People avoid it, especially in today's world. There's so many fucking distractions. We don't even have to be worried about taking any type of self-inventory. People barely get a shower today, let alone work, have healthy relationships, etc. What I'd like to talk about is self-inventory. Are you doing it? If not, you better start. I don't care what your age is and how often you listen. But if there's one thing that I say that you can feel deep down inside, it's start taking self-inventory. Now, that doesn't mean being paranoid or planning or plotting your life, etc. It just means accountability. Sometimes people mix up accountability with self-punishment. If you did wrong, you need to be punished. I know certain generations were raised that way. And certain religions instill that in their practice of daily behavior. So do you take self-inventory? I do. How do I do it? I try to keep it simple. My grandmother, she had my dad's mom, Mama. She was such an amazing woman. She had so many fine qualities about herself. She had an amazing vibe that everybody just attached themselves to. Warm and friendly, loving, compassionate. Funny. Also, she didn't put up with any shit. So back to how do I take self-inventory. Basically what I do is every time I go to make a choice throughout the course of my day, I ask myself this question. Is this the healthiest choice for me right now? Sometimes it's an epic fail. But most times, I abide. Because your conscience is going to push you into that answer, into that reaction, into that answer. Feed off your own energy. What else is self-inventory? It is not only accountability, for your choices, but how you treat yourself, because that's first. How you treat others is second. I had to reverse that order once I turned 45 to 50 years old, because my life changed. In so many ways. How do we get candid with ourselves and take self-inventory? You got to get down and dirty. You literally have to look yourself in the mirror. And you have to say, am I holding myself accountable for all my choices that I make throughout the course of my day? When you lay your head on the pillow at night, you ask yourself, did I do the best that I could do? Without being OCD and striving for perfection. You know, I have this amazing doctor in my life right now. And I'm going through a difficult situation. And he looked at me and he put his hands on my shoulders and he said, Sandra, it's about progress, not perfection. And that hit me like a motherfucking freight train. Because I knew he was right. When something somebody says makes you stop in your tracks, make that part of your personal accountability. Make that part of your personal inventory. I literally have to write shit down because I don't remember anything anymore at any time. But if I can write it down and remember it, I know that it will hold weight in my life. What are you holding yourself accountable for? Right now, this moment, take stock. Write it down. It's so easy to be lazy nowadays. Social media draws you in. Let's watch 8,000 minutes of some douchebag doing a fucking video on how to cook boiled hot dogs or fucking hard candy or whatever the fuck it is. I'm not saying you gotta spend every damn moment on yourself. No, you gotta have fun, you gotta laugh, you gotta do. Make sure you put yourself first. See, that's the confusion people have when they hear, put myself first. Right away they think, I got to book an appointment for the spa. I've got to book a woman's retreat. I've got to have a vacation in the Bahamas. No, fuck that. It doesn't mean that. It does not mean that at all. Putting yourself first is three things, in my experience, in my eyes. For those of you Karens who want to get your dicks hard about what I just said, because I don't give a fuck. It's, what are your choices? Did you make the best that you could? Are you holding yourself accountable? Are you able to breathe? You know, people don't pay attention to their physical signals after they make choices or after they do something like a major move or a risk or a chance. Pay attention to your body language. After you've made a major decision, if your body releases and it relaxes, spot on, you've made a great choice. If your body tenses up and keeps being miserable and sends you messages, you need to rethink that shit. I firmly believe that our body is a prime example of our emotional storage. And most of the time, most of us have over emotional storage. That's why we get stricken with ailments and diseases. After all, a body full of emotion is at dis-ease. Let me spell that word for you. D-I-S-E-A-S-E. You can have it as one word or you can hyphenate it. Food for thought. So now I'm going to lighten up the mode a little bit. And I'm going to go into my Petty Betty. Petty Betty of the week. You know, I get 3 months out of the year. November, December, January. That's what I get. To have my porch lights on my railing. Enjoy a cocktail. And just relax. Let me tell you something. Don't fuck with my time. Do not fuck with my light time. It's my light and cocktail time. Do not fuck with it. If you're calling me, if you're texting me crazy, anywhere between 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. just know it could be magic light time. Magic light cocktail time. Yes, 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 yes. That's me time. Reason I say this is the other day I decided at 2 p.m. pour myself a cocktail and sit down on my porch. Plug my lights in. And honestly, one of the neighborhood assholes, and believe me, I'm going to tell you all about my whole entire neighborhood. And all the names I have for all of them. Yelled to me from the parking lot, "What you doing?" I said, "What the hell does it look like I'm doing? Why you got your holiday lights plugged in? It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. What you drinking?" I thought to myself, I got two ways to go with this. I could ignore this fucking mess, or I could just be a total fucking smartass. Because there's no in-between anymore. I'm not that, nicey-nicey, I don't do that shit no more. It's either I ignore your ass, or I tell your ass off. Or tell it like it is. However you want to view that. Well, I said, I'm not quite sure I understand your question. And they said to me, "Do you have your porch lights plugged in? In the middle of the day?" I said, "Yes, Stevie Wonder, thanks for noticing." Fucking what the fuck? You see the motherfuckers lit. You see me relaxing? Why the fuck are you interrupting now? One answer. Because you want to be me right now. End of story. So I had this weird experience with another one of my neighbors the other day. Not the other day. It was a little while back. My daughter actually was with me at the time. And it's a dude that lives on the ground floor like I do. And recently I've had some health issues, so I've become handicapped and had to walk with a cane or a walker. And I'm trying to, you know, get the physical therapy that I need and improve myself right now, but this is where I'm at. So I come out of my door and he comes out of his door and, you know, neighbors, you either see him 25 times a week or not for 25 weeks. And he comes up behind me and he's always willing to help. He's a nice guy, decent person. Comes up behind me and he says, "How you doing?" I said, "Well, you know, it's a rough day today. I'm trying my best. I'm trying to get on through, get on by." So we walked a little ways and walked out into the parking lot. My daughter was waiting on me. And he says to me, "You know, I gotta say something to you." I said, "What's that?" He said, "You've lost a lot of weight." I said, "I sure have." And I kind of looked at him with my eyes like, "And your point is..." He said, "You look so good." I said, "Well, thank you." I said, at that moment, actually before I said anything, at that moment I had a decision to make. And my decision was, am I going to address the obvious? Or am I just going to drop it and keep moving on? Well, I had to address it. You know me. Had to address it. Not only address it just because that's who Sandy is, but address it because I didn't want to store anybody's more bullshit inside my body to make me incapable. So I said, "What exactly do you mean?" He said, "You have such a pretty face." And I said, "Opposed to the fact of when I weighed 60 pounds more, my face was different and I was fat and I didn't look pretty, and what are you saying?" "Oh, no, no, no." And he laughed and ha, 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 ha. I said, "This is not a laughing matter. Tell me what you mean." He didn't know what to say. At that moment, he regretted it and he felt bad. Those weren't my intentions. My intentions were to make him aware of, it doesn't fucking matter if I'm 800 pounds or I'm fucking 200 pounds or whatever. You don't need to be making comments like that. "I have a pretty face." Thank you, Stevie Wonder. I already know because I looked in the mirror like I've been seeing that for years. I don't measure myself on a pretty face. And I'm not going to go with the usual bullshit. "Oh, I look at the person's heart instead of their face. And what's the blah, 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 blah." No, we look at the whole package. That's what we look at. I personally did not care where we left off because he does not have an influence in my life. But actually he did that day because he made me aware of how certain people still are. Judgment of character. Yep, judgment of character. Physical appearance. Let it not determine your best relationship. Well, I'm going to let things go at this point, and I'm going to say goodnight. I love you all for listening. My next move and next step is TikTok. Woohoo! So, let me say something about TikTok. I see all these memes that all these people my age put up as if you don't haven't downloaded the TikTok app, blah, 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 blah. What the fuck does that make you like wonderful because you don't have the TikTok app? No. Do what makes you feel good. Personal accountability. And do the best you can do in your life. And that does not mean using and relying on others. It means being self-sufficient, independent, compassionate, kind. And full of wisdom. And the only way you can do all of that is if you're patient and aware. People say to me, "You're so strong. Oh, Sandy, you're so strong." Bitch, I could bench press a motherfucking Cadillac at this point in my life. I'm not worried about being strong. I already know all that shit. What I want to be is patient with myself. I don't worry about being patient with others, because if I'm patient with myself, that'll spill over into patience with others. And aware. I want to be aware of my choices and my surroundings. So I love y'all. And I truly hope y'all had a great Thanksgiving. And you're enjoying the holiday season. And you're patient and aware with yourself. And others. But you first. God bless you all, and I love you. Good night. Hey, hey. Welcome to the Hot Mess Express with Sandy O. I have my co-host here today, Miss Madeline.
Hi!
A.K.A. Pixie. So we had a good day today, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you came over last night,
yep,
right?
From my dad's.
Yep, Daddy dropped you off. And we had you had some homemade soup Grammy made last night.
Yep, homemade soup.
You like Grammy soup?
Open my calendar and ate the chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about your calendars. What kind of calendars did you get?
I got one was a Hershey's Kisses.
But what kind of calendar is it?
It's a Christmas calendar.
Yeah, but what's the name of it? What is the name? Do you remember the name?
No. Advent calendar.
Advent calendar, right.
Yes.
And what's on the Advent calendar?
Christmas days, like 1, 2, 3 until Christmas.
All the days, right. 1 through 25, right?
Wait, 1, 2.
On December 25th is Christmas.
Oh.
That's the date. So, when you have these Advent calendars, mm-hmm, some of them have just pictures inside, others have what?
Chocolate.
Yeah, you got lucky, right?
I still have to.
You have how many?
Two.
You're lucky.
I have to open my Hershey's one, mm-hmm, too. So.
Why don't you wait till Mommy gets here and then you can do that? Okay. So, yeah. So, do you know the meaning of the Advent calendar?
Yes.
What is it?
So, like, if you don't have a calendar, you can always, like, get one of the Advent calendars. And it helps you, like, tell you when Christmas Day is.
Right, right. And also, too, the one that Gigi sent you.
Uh-huh.
Gigi is my mom, right?
Yes.
Grammy's mom. Yeah. So the one that Gigi sent you talks about God and Jesus, right? It talks or shows pictures of that on the calendar. And it shows all the days that lead up to our Lord Jesus Christ's birth.
Birthday.
Yeah. So what else did we... So we got up this morning and you had some cereal and... And you played with your toys and we did some chores. And then we did a little nature...
A little nature hunt. And we found some flowers and some leaves.
Some beautiful leaves because... See, up north where Grammy lived for 40 years, the fall, which is what technically it is here, it's autumn, fall.
Autumn.
That happened from the 1st of September to the 1st of November, and then the leaves fell off the trees, and the grass went dead. See, where we don't go through that here until the 1st of December. Right? Mm-hmm. It's usually around Thanksgiving that all the leaves turn.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, where Grammy lived up north, those trees were beautiful. There were so many of them. And the colors, bright orange, bright red, bright yellow. Beautiful, beautiful colors. We don't have that so much down here. They do change the leaves, too.
We do have brown, yellow, orange, and red.
But they're not bright. They're not really. I mean, some are. You get lucky if you see some, but...
I mean, the yellow ones are very, very shiny, but the other ones, not so good.
But we appreciate it, you know, because it's beautiful. It really shows us how the earth is getting ready to take a little nap, right? Mm-hmm. The leaves fall off the trees and the grass dies. And then in April.
Which is my cousin's birthday.
Yep. Everything comes alive again.
And then what else? My birthday is May 21st.
How old are you gonna be?
Eight.
You're gonna be an old woman.
I'm not.
Do you realize how many years older Grammy is than you?
No.
I told you before.
50.
50 years. I'm 50 years older than you. Actually 49 and a half if we're gonna get technical, but you'll be 8 in May, and I was 57 in November.
November.
That's a lot of years. Do you realize 50 years is a half of a century? 50 years is 5 decades?
You're almost a century.
No, don't push it, girl. So we also, Grammy doesn't always feel good because of her hip and her knee and walking and stuff. So we invented ways to... collect nature things today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Grammy was standing outside with her walker watching you.
And I was riding my bike and collecting wheat.
You went and got some
leaves and flowers.
Mm-hmm. And then we played Velcro ball.
Velcro ball.
Grammy stood on the porch so she had something to lean on, right?
And ring toss.
You stood out in the yard, right?
Yeah, I stood in the yard. And then we played ring toss.
It was beautiful. It was great to get fresh air, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I know, so nice. So, Christmas is coming, right?
Yeah.
And we know why Christmas, what Christmas is about.
Yeah.
Okay, so can you tell everybody what your feeling of Christmas is all about?
Yes! My feeling of Christmas is... spending time with my family and having a nice Christmas breakfast. And
whose birthday is it?
Jesus!
Yeah.
And stink bugs.
And I was just gonna say our beloved dog Stella.
That passed away.
She passed away a couple of years ago. And
how
her
old
birthday
she?
Well, her birthday was Christmas Eve and
we celebrated.
Stinky would have been 14, I think.
No,
she was 12 when she died, I think. 11 or 12.
She was 11. So now she's 12. She'll turn 13.
We'll have to ask Mommy. She'll know for sure.
Yeah, she's 13
right now. So Jesus' birthday and being with your family. We're excited to spend another Christmas with Sophia, right?
And I get... I get two extra Christmases, one at my house, one at my Uncle Toddy's, one at my dad's, and one at my Grammy's.
Okay, so, but all this, the only way you get all these Christmases is you have to do what?
Be good.
You have to behave.
Yeah.
No lying. Mm-hmm. No acting up.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And being a good girl and helpful.
Like Boo Boo.
Well, I don't want to talk about that damn cat. I don't want to talk
about
him.
He's a bad, bad boy.
He is. I don't want to talk about his ass tonight. So you made your list, right?
Yes.
Grammy got you the Walmart toy catalog, right? You went through that and made your list. And what were some things on your list? Well, let's say it off the top of your head. You know, you looked at the book 857 times. Just say, you know you looked at that book. If I tell you the first thing you want, I know.
Barbie airplane.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Barbie luggage. Luggages. Barbies. Clay maker. Plate maker.
And a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
A skateboard. What does Grammy want?
Grammy, she wants a nightlight.
A nightlight? Mm-hmm. For the bathroom?
Yeah.
What else? What do I really, most of all, I really would like to walk.
Oh.
Be healthy and walk again, right?
And she could also do us a hoverboard.
A hoverboard? Now, let me tell you something. If I had a hoverboard,
yes,
I would be in a body cast. I would never survive that thing. You could. You have one.
Yes.
You know what to do with that thing.
But I don't know where
Lord,
my charger is.
No, I don't
is.
Need one of that. Well, you'll have to work that out another time.
My mom's going to give me the charger, and I love my hoverboard. Like, that's all the only thing I
do. You
know
what you need to do? We need to get those training wheels off that bike.
No!
Yes, ma'am.
No!
It's happening soon.
No!
Coming to a store near you. Madeline will be riding her bike without training wheels after the holidays are over, January 2nd.
No.
Ding, ding, ding.
No!
Why? What are you being so angry about? Are you scared?
No, I'm not a scaredy
cat. So then why are you being like that?
Because I don't.
Yeah, because you're scared.
No.
And let me tell you something. When I was 5 years old, mm-hmm. I have two older sisters, and you know, Aunt Carol and Aunt Nancy. Well, when I was 5 years old, my sister Nancy decided I wasn't going to be riding my bike with training wheels anymore. So she took me across the street on the sidewalk because we lived down in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And she took training wheels off, took me across the street with a bike. It had a white seat and it was a red bike. And she said, sit on the bike. And I said, I can't. There's no training wheels on it. She said, you're going to do it today. She made me. I didn't have a choice. When your older brothers and sisters tell you to do something, you do it. Well, back then, not now.
Well, I don't have an older sister.
I know. You are the oldest. However,
I have a little sister. She's a baby.
You have a father and an Uncle Toddy that push you into doing things. And you know what? I got on that bike and I rode it. I was scared to death, but the very first time I pedaled so damn fast, I did crash, but whatever. At least I did it.
Well, at least I'm going to be sweet to my little sister because she's a tiny, tiny little weeny baby.
I know. She is.
She's tiny.
I know. Well, I guess we're going to have some dinner.
Want to know how tall she is? She's this tall to me.
Yeah.
When she stands on her little baby feet.
Well, she's only 3 months old.
Yeah. Sophia's like up to here.
Yeah. Well, she grows every time we see her.
Yeah.
Couple times
a
month.
Yeah, like me, I grow when I see you too.
So, is there anything else you want to talk? Do you have a petty Betty today?
Yeah, you tell your petty Betty.
You do?
Yeah.
Petty Betty moment.
Ding, 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 ding.
My petty Betty moment?
Yes.
It's pretty plain and simple. Slobs. Can't stand slobs. There's no reason to be a slob. That's the end of my petty Betty moment. It was short and quick. What about you?
My petty Betty moment is when people aren't organized and when they don't put my Grammy first and they don't be kind to my Grammys.
Nobody has to put me first. It's all right.
I do.
I know you do when you're here. You do. I appreciate that. And I love you for it. But it's okay.
I don't care about those losers.
No, don't call people losers. People just have a hard time. That's all. Well, I guess we can go plug the porch lights on and go sit and relax and watch the pretty lights and can have a cup of hot cocoa maybe. Yeah, wackadoodle soup. That's what I call it. That shit makes you crazy. Yeah, pretty much. It's like drinking your chocolate pixie stick, right? All right, is there anything else you want to talk about? We can wrap it up.
Rhyme.
Huh?
Rhymes.
Rhymes?
Yep, how you call me pixie and a pixie stick.
Oh. Well, yeah, do you know why I called you pixie?
What?
I told you the story. When you were born, you looked like a little fairy.
And I still do.
And that's why I called you pixie. And I called you that for a long time.
Daddy got these little wings for Ari, and she literally looks so adorable.
Really?
They're little butterflies.
Aw.
She looks so cute. And it came with the little butterfly costume. And that's what she was for Halloween.
Uh-huh.
A little butterfly.
Okay.
She was so adorbs.
All right, kiddo. Well, I guess we can say goodnight. And
goodnight. Love y'all.
We love y'all. And thank you for listening.
Thanks.
And we'll be back next week.
What's tomorrow?
More fun and exciting things. Right?
Drama.
No, we are not drama.
Petty Betty moments are drama.
No, it isn't. Petty Betty moments are things that are painting Grammys. You know what? Don't say it. Painting my rumpus. My rump roast. No.
That's all I'm saying.
Don't say it. All right. All right, y'all. Have a good night, and we'll talk to you soon, and we love you.
Bye. Love y'all.
Happy holidays.
Thanks for Grammy and Picks time.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, I guess we can say good night.